What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 180 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. Really, can you do me a favor and get two friends to listen to this episode and then chat with them about it? If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Self-Sabotage. Welcome back to episode 180 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Another Look at Self-Sabotage. It's been a year since we talked about self-sabotage, and it keeps coming up with guys that I work with, so I thought it was time to give it another look. If you want to hear more about this topic, check out episode number 120 entitled Self-Sabotage. Well, let's get started here. What is self-sabotage? If we look in the dictionary, it says the term sabotage means to deliberately damage, block, or impair something so that it doesn't work as intended. And even though we rarely block ourselves deliberately from getting what we want, we still might do or say things to get in our own way, and to others, it even seems deliberate. So for those of you in recovery who've relapsed now and again, many people can point out to you the things that you've done that led to your relapse or led to your slip and say, like, you're just doing it intentionally. I can never trust you to stay clean and sober, but we may be totally oblivious and want to defend ourselves and say, I wasn't doing it intentionally. I do want to stay clean and sober. So let's try to dig a little deeper. What does it mean to self-sabotage? Well, it can be when you're doing things or you're not doing things that block your chance of success or prevents you from accomplishing your goals in recovery, because you're actually engaging in activities that undermine your strength and your stability in recovery. And as a result, these things that you're doing, these choices that you're making, can definitely affect your chances for success. And they can create other mental health issues like depression, anxiety, anger, frustration, feelings of hopelessness, and all of those can lead to relapse. And you can actually make yourself your own worst enemy. And you may not be consciously aware of what you're doing, because we tend to lie to ourselves first. And this can be lying about the impact of the things we're doing. So we'll tend to minimize or rationalize the things we're doing and say, I've got this under control. My recovery is strong. But we don't realize we're slowly eroding our strength and our stability. We're slowly chipping away at the things that help us stand strong. And I'd like to look at some examples of what can lead to relapse that I'm going to call acts of self-sabotage. The first one I'm going to call green pastures. That's that sort of thing where the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. You think, if only I were somewhere else or had what other people have. Or you might be thinking, the things I don't have seem better than the things I do have. In other words, you're always getting tempted by and envious of what other people have. And I like a quote by Wolfgang Puck here. He says, the grass is greener where you water it. So truly, it's not just that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. It's that we need to realize the grass around where we are needs to be watered and mowed. No matter how big or small, we need to take care of the things that we currently have for them to grow and prosper. So, in effect, the greener pastures is the destination of the disgruntled people in recovery. The second area I'd like to look at is the idiom, dip a toe in the water. And if you think of that phrase, dipping a toe in the water, you think of going to the beach or going to a swimming pool, and you dip your toe in first to decide whether it's warm enough to jump in. Well, in recovery, there's a lot of guys who dip their toes in the water. They start very, very carefully to even get a little bit involved because they're not sure what this is all about. They're not experienced at recovery. Or maybe you've tried it a whole bunch of times and found this program or that program or another program, and none of them seem to work for you. So when a new opportunity shows up or a new door is open for recovery, you may be that careful guy who just dips their toe in the water when you really should be diving in and starting to swim. So if you're that guy who starts doing something, you know, in a slow and careful way and think that that's protecting you, I want to challenge you to really determine whether it's protecting you or self-sabotaging you, because you're simply putting up a wall between you and that opportunity because you're not sure if you'll like it or you're not sure if it'll be successful and you don't want to fail at something else again. Another question I have about this area of self-sabotage is, why do you keep showing people what you cannot do instead of what you can do? I often hear guys say, David, I just can't stay clean or sober. No matter what I try, no matter what I do, I'll hit this moment in time, this situation, or maybe, you know, after I get 6 months clean or whatever, the urge just gets too strong and I know I can't stay clean and sober, so I guess I'll always be an addict. Or maybe you talk about the job that you can't find. And you say, I just can't find a job, David. And even if jobs come, I know they don't pay well enough to help me provide for myself. And some of you, as you get older in life and you're in recovery, use the excuse of, you know, my body's starting to break down. I actually feel 10 years older than I am. And I can't do anything as well as I used to, so I guess I might as well not try. And I've had one guy tell me, you know, David, I've got this habit. It's ingrained in me. It's a deep-seated part in me that I just see the negative first, and I focus on all the things I can't do, and I only take the chance on anything that will give me 100% chance of success no matter how hard I try. Well, I want to challenge you to look at the negative things and try to see some positives in those areas. And for those of you who are involved in a program, some of you might be involved in the From Ashes to Destiny curriculum. I want to challenge you, are you self-sabotaging? Are you putting in the work? Or are you just auditing the class? Well, what's auditing a class mean? Well, for people in university, it means you enroll in a course where there won't be any grade given, you won't get any credit for it, and you know that by just auditing it, you avoid any way of negatively impacting your GPA, your total score, your total average for where you are in university. But to audit a class in university, you must usually get permission from the instructor. And they'll give you permission to sit in on the class, to learn from them without actually receiving a grade. And the term audit comes from a Latin word which means he or she hears. So I want to challenge you, if you're involved in a program and you can honestly say, you know what, I've just been auditing it, I want to challenge you to start completing all the same assignments as everyone else. Because you may be in there listening, but you're not learning. You may be finding certain things an interesting topic, but not one you're willing to invest in. So don't worry about a grade. Don't worry about what's happened at the end. But start taking the course with the same enthusiasm as people who are focused on success. And it's not key in recovery to just take things to listen. It's key in recovery to dig in and actually have it transform you. In closing, I'd like to use an anonymous quote, and that is, there is no flak jacket against self-sabotage. For those of you who don't know what a flak jacket is, that's the bulletproof vest, so to speak. And so this quote saying, there's no bulletproof vest against self-sabotage. And the reason for that is our self-sabotage comes from within ourselves. It's not other people shooting at us. So my best advice, if you're caught up in this area of self-sabotage, is to take self-inventory regularly on your thoughts, your words, and your actions. To get involved in a group actively. Don't just audit it. Do the work. Truly read the course. Answer the questions. Dig deep. And if you don't understand a question, ask someone to help you go through it. And to talk intentionally with your friends, your coach, your counselor, your mentor, or sponsor to be sure you're staying on course. Because self-sabotage leads to self-destruction. And in this case, the destruction of your hopes and dreams, your goals, and your recovery. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying that's me as you listened, if you were saying, yep, I must admit I have been self-sabotaging for quite a while, then it's time now to reach out and join a group. Message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide in that platform. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay strong.